KFIZ News Time 9:11, 11 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Wednesday, the 24th day of February of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and it's hour number two of the program here on a Wednesday, and we kick off hour number two on Wednesdays, chatting with our friends over at Envision Greater Fond du Lac. And joining us is our good friend Amy Reese, Director of Agricultural Programs at Envision Greater Fond du Lac, going to talk about a number of topics with Amy this morning, and she joins us on the phone lines. Amy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Spencer. Long time since we've had our weekly chats, but hey, any opportunity to talk to Spencer is a great one.
I appreciate that. It's great to have you on the show again. We've had to kind of pivot over the last year or so because of all the changes with how you folks are doing your work with Envision and getting into the classroom. And normally we talked a couple times a month about those classroom visits, different ag topics, but things have pivoted quite a bit. But you and Bree are both doing those virtual classroom visits still, and your staff as well. Is that correct?
Yes, we are. Last spring, when we were safer at home in March, with my past as a educator, I reached out to some of my friends still in education and said, hey, are you willing to try this through Zoom and see if we can still make this work? And we did about, I'd say, 40 classrooms last spring.
Wow.
And then over, virtually, and then over the summer and then thinking about fall, what Bree and I did is we took two classroom presentations per grade level and switched them into a virtual format. So we offered a fall program, and now we're working into our spring program. So normally in a non-pandemic year, we would try to visit at least 1,000 students per month. With the virtual programs, we are our goal is to see 500 students per month. And we are hitting that number. So we're really excited that the teachers in Fond du Lac County really value the agricultural presentations that we have.
Very cool. Glad to hear that that's gone well, because obviously with how quickly things had to change about a year ago, you don't know how it's going to go, right? I mean, you're so used to it being one way, and you have to say, oh man, I got to figure out how to do something, because we don't want to get rid of this important program, right? So good to hear that things have gone pretty well considering the circumstances.
Yes, Bree and I are now on the big screen, and what I mean by that is most teachers have smart boards, so
yep.
so we get big and bold in the classrooms right now. So, but still talking about all things agriculture and making sure that kids have accurate information about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin, and what we saw during the pandemic is how important farmers are to providing us food.
Mm-hmm.
We all had that. Those scary little, what do you mean there's no bread right now on the shelves, or eggs in the refrigerator case, or farmers who had to dump milk. That was really tough to go through. So making sure that people are still aware of agriculture's importance.
Absolutely. Now, I know one of the ways that Envision works to help folks understand all the great things that agriculture does for us here in the local area and throughout the state is the Ag Showcase, and things are still different with that. The showcase is not going to be in its normal format this year, but you are still selling those sampler bags. Is that correct?
Yeah. So obviously, a large gathering at the fairgrounds in the first week of March would probably have been frowned upon. We understand that, and so the committee decided. A lot of people came out because of that great tasting area that we offered, and so the generous agribusiness donors of Fond du Lac County came through again, and we are filling up cooler bags full of cheese and sausage and popcorn and chocolate and all agricultural goodies. And we're selling them through the Envision Greater Fond du Lac website, or they can call to the Envision office to order them. And they are $20 a piece, and I promise you that there is way more than $20 worth of stuff in that bag. So it's a great deal, and it's a lot of the familiar names from the county, a lot of our same supporters that they would have seen at the showcase will be in the bag. So
if people want to order, deadline is this week to get that in, right?
Yes, the 28th. So they can order till midnight on Sunday.
And then pickup
will be at the Envision office. So there's two options. So they can purchase one for $20 to pick up at the Envision office from noon to 6 on March 5th, which is Friday, or 9 to noon on March 6th, Saturday. Or if they pay $35, we will ship it to them.
Very cool.
We have had some orders from Pennsylvania and California. And so of course, everybody knows that Wisconsin has the best cheese and sausage. So does it surprise me that it's traveling all over the country? Absolutely not.
No, not at all. I get requests from my relatives that are out of state all the time. Hey, can you send us some? It's not just a request; it's more like a gift hint. Hey, for Christmas,
yes.
You know, we really like that cheese you brought last time we saw you.
Yeah, there you go. We do have some masters of arts here when it comes to food in Wisconsin. That is for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then you had some info, Amy, about the ag raffle too. Is that correct?
Yeah, so normally at the showcase, we kicked off our agricultural ambassador raffle, where we sell tickets for $10 a piece or three for $20, and it has that awesome A&W coupon on the back of every ticket that you can use at your convenience. But this year we're selling 1,250 tickets, and the top prize is $2,000, and then there's an additional $2,000 of prizes 2nd through 10th. And then, of course, we sell these through Breakfast on the Farm, which at this time we believe is happening at LeClaire Family Creamery, as where it was supposed to be last year. And then we will join you on June 30th, Wednesday, June 30th, to draw the winners of the raffle.
That sounds like a plan to me. Let's hope we can do that drawing in person this year as opposed to over the phone.
I would love to. I would absolutely love to. So, but time will tell, and obviously we will always be very aware of what's happening in the community when we make those decisions.
Sure. Amy, if people want more info on anything we talked about this morning, where's the best place they can go to find out?
So they can check out the website, envisiongreaterfdl.com. Or they can always call the office at 920-921-9500 and get more information.
Excellent. Amy, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. And enjoy almost spring-like weather.
I know. 46 yesterday. Come on. That's great. That's crazy. I love it.
Farmers are going to be starting to wash those tractors and get them ready for planting. Maybe not quite.
Maybe not quite. We still got some snow left in us, I think. But
I think so, too.
All right, Amy, have a great day.
You too.
Amy Reese joining us here at KFIZ. She is the Director of Agricultural Programs at Envision.